producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good idea. Mike has already done that. In fact, he had called last hour, and I just asked him to look at several things. He has a woman with whom he has been friends for about 15 years, and she does this kind of confusing thing that he says she's done before, and she's done it recently, where they talk. How often do you talk, Mike?
Almost every day, every night, like every evening, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock every night,
okay,
for an hour to 2 hours a night. We're like really close friends, and then she'll take a trip for a week. Every 3 months or every 4 months, she'll take a trip for a week or something. And I don't mind she takes a trip. I don't care if she takes a trip for a month. But then I call her home phone and I say, "Well, give me a call back. Let me know how you're doing." And
okay,
she just disappears. I don't know.
All right,
what
so let me ask you some. The two questions I asked you is, how do you view this relationship? If you were going to sort of conceptualize it for me, how would you describe it?
I would say it's we're really good close friends. I thought we were really close friends. She tells me all about her life, what's going on in her life for years. And we never dated. We're just really close friends.
Does she date anybody?
She's not dating anybody now. She's a lot older than me, and I don't know why I stay with her.
Mike, wait. Just how old are you?
I'm in my 30s. I'm 35, but I look younger.
And how old is she?
She's like 62.
All right, so
she looks younger. She looks younger.
Okay. Have the two of you ever lived in the same city?
Yeah, she lived here for 2 years, and then she moved to Florida, took an early retirement at 52.
All right, so she's been gone for 8 years. During
the
time,
about 8 years.
Have the two of you been in touch with each other other than on the phone over the last 8 years?
No, we always talk on the phone. We have like a closed thing on the phone. We talk for like an hour to 2 hours.
Mike, can you just answer my question? You've told me 6 times that you talk on the phone, so I understand that part. What I'm asking is a different question. Have the two of you seen each other face-to-face in the last 8 years since she left?
No, we haven't seen each other, because she lives in Florida.
I got it. During the time that the two of you lived in the same city, did you ever travel together?
No, we never traveled together.
All right, so did you go out for dinner together? How often did you see?
We went out to dinner together a few times. I don't remember how many times exactly. Maybe once a week
or
twice a week.
So you view this as, I mean, talking to somebody every night is a large commitment of time,
right,
and especially where the two of you don't see each other. So before when this happened and you said, "Hey, what's going on?" What was her explanation about why she didn't call you after she returned from vacation?
I was going through things. I was in a bad mood. I was thinking about where I'm going to move to. I have my own problems. And I'm like, everyone has problems, but you could at least call me for 5 minutes and let me know you're alive or dead.
Okay, and what did she say in response to that?
And she goes, "I just wasn't in the mood for talking." I don't think that's right at all.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I mean, it's not very fair. But does she expect you, I mean, has she ever implied that she'd like you to go on a trip with her?
No, she hasn't, but she has invited me, but I haven't been able to go. But the thing is, the other question is this. One time, a few times, she'll call me, and if I don't return her call within a day, she calls my sister 2-3 times. Then she calls my sister's friend 2-3 times, and she goes, "Where's Mike? How come he didn't return my call within 1 day if I don't return her call within 6 hours, within a day?" She's calling my sister. She's calling my sister's
friend.
Well,
it sounds to me that both of you are a little bit narcissistic about this relationship. Both of you want what you want, and when you don't feel like talking with each other, that both of you feel perfectly comfortable about just not doing it. Because
yeah, well, the thing is, I've always call her every day to check on her. Like,
well, but obviously, Mike,
yeah.
that she expects, that's why I asked you what you thought her expectation of you was, and it sounds that she expects you.
Call me once a week or once in a while, just even if she's taking a trip.
Why don't you sort it out? So, because it sounds to me that both of you sort of use each other as the kind of default mechanism when nothing else better is going on.
Right.
But when somebody else is, either when you're busy with something else, that both of you sort of, to a certain extent, you take each other a little bit for granted, and maybe it would work better for both of you if instead of talking every night, that the two of you made a special appointment to talk like Saturday mornings or something, and
right.
So you'd have more to talk about. It gives both of you a little bit more space, because it's almost like if the two of you aren't there exactly when the other person wants them to be, then you get angry with the other person. Now, Mike, stop talking. That she disappears for longer than you disappear, but she tells you, I'm going on a vacation. And it sounds to me that your unwillingness to deal with her sometimes is the same as her unwillingness to deal with you. And the problem may not be, it doesn't sound to me she's bipolar as much as when she's around new people and doing new things, that the ordinary isn't as interesting because she's around new people and doing new things. And my guess is the same thing happens to you. If there's something interesting going on, it's not that you don't like her or that you like her less. It's just that you know that if you don't talk to her tonight, she'll be there tomorrow night. And she knows the same thing about you. So maybe instead of being quite so involved with one another on kind of a superficial level, maybe it'll work better to make your time together more special and planned, so you have more interesting things to talk about because more time has gone by and the two of you aren't quite so interconnected with one another, which may be burdensome when there are other things going on. So it doesn't sound to me that she's abusing you or that she doesn't value you. It's just because the two of you talk so frequently, like every day, that when something else interesting comes along, she just thinks, well, Mike will be there tomorrow. And you do the same thing with her, that when she calls you and you don't call her right back, you're thinking, well, no, she'll probably call her back, but she'll be there. You know, so I talked to her last night. I'll talk to her tomorrow night. I'll call her in a couple of hours. So I think you're both expressing the same kind of thing, which is not that you don't value each other and not that you don't care for each other, but that there's so much that you're talking with each other so frequently and there's so little new stuff going on that when something new comes along, it's very compelling. And it's making both of you feel a little bit used. And my guess is that part of the time when she says, I'm going to go on a trip, that she expects you to say, oh, gee, you know, I'd really miss you, or why don't I come along with you, or gee, a whole week without talking with you just sounds uncomfortable, that both of you are really, I think, suffering from the same problem, which is kind of a case of the taken for granted. So what I would do, rather than being angry with her and say, boy, you know, you're bipolar, or you're crazy, or you don't view me as a friend, or just say, look, it seems to me that both of us really care enormously about each other, but instead of talking with each other every night, maybe what we need to do is talk with each other once a week, and maybe we can email in the meantime, or maybe we can kind of pursue other relationships, or at very least, when we do talk to each other, we'll have more interesting things to talk about. Because I think that's really the problem, is the two of you just figure, well, if I don't talk to her today, I talked to her yesterday, I'll talk to her tomorrow. And that feels fine when you're the one making the decision. When you're the one who's not being called, it feels terrible. It feels like neglect. So let's try it for a week and just say to her, let's see if it works better, if both of us feel more valued, more cherished, we have more interesting things to talk about, and see if that serves the friendship better. Because it sounds to me that two of you really do like each other, and you do view each other as friends, and you do count on each other. But because there's such a repetition going on, that anything that disrupts it is going to disrupt that repetition. And in a really kind of comfortable way, I think, you know, that this is something much more interesting. And it will make you unconsciously value both of you will value the relationship a little less. And so try doing it. So, and just tell her that you really care about her, that you feel that when she doesn't return your phone call or you don't return her phone calls, both of you get upset about it. So let's try talking with each other once a week and see if that works better. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, maybe twice a week. But try experimenting with it rather than getting mad a little bit and see if that works. All right? Let me know. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, folks. Brian McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. That's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, let's talk about what things have taught people patience, other than hopefully being held put on hold for me.
All right, let's see. I got to get the old Facebook to cooperate. Maybe that's teaching me about patience right there.
There we go.
All right, let's see. All right, so we got the first one in there, which was a great way to start it.
Yeah.
The second one, you called this, Dr. Joy, it was Christine saying, being a mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I can relate to that, you can relate to that, but, yeah.
Well,
I think what you said was pretty good, though, about that, you know.
Yeah, with me, it wasn't so much being patient. It's just understanding, first of all, that kids' time means nothing to them. They have much more than they can use. And adults'
right.
time, you know, we're always rushed. But once, you know, I just would write into the experience. And this, I had so much previous experience because of being, you know, a big sister for so many younger brothers and sisters that... just to build it in, that I wouldn't rush her in the morning. We'd set out her clothes the night before, that I'd sort of have time where she could do whatever she wanted, that we had one day a week that she could determine whatever we wanted to do. And so it was just sort of putting it into the system that we had different time rhythms. But, you know, I was really careful in not, you know, not doing that so much. So,
sure.
What can I tell you?
I like Frankie's answer here. He says, everything good in life was something I had to wait patiently for.
No examples?
No examples, but I like that. I like that answer just because I kind of, you know, I've kind of had the same experience, I think. You know, I mean, it seems like the best things in life, you do have to, you have to wait patiently for them and kind of let them develop, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are things I suppose the other, the other side of it is things that I have definitely, you know, just really wanted and didn't get and realized after the fact that they probably were dead ends.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Wow, this, I got to tell you, my wife and I have been, going through the house buying process and that sort of thing. And we've really been learning if you're fighting whatever situation you're in too much, it's probably time to step back and say, all right, why is this such a fight? And, you know, what can we do different so it's not such a fight? You know what I mean?
It seems like
you know, those, you can call it God or you can call it whatever you want, just the universe or whatever. But it seems like those answers and those signs are always out there for you.
And every once in a while, do everything you can and then let go and be curious and just see what happens next. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that things always turn out the way they're supposed to. But. I mean, I think that that only works if you're willing to sort of put in all the effort at the beginning and then see what happens.
Yep, exactly.
I think sort of sitting back and saying, okay, universe, tell me what to do is
not necessarily a great
strategy.
Yep. Let's see. Maria.
Right, wait a minute. Before we do that, I want to tell this one joke that because I'll forget about it otherwise, that you sent to me this morning.
Oh, yeah.
As I mentioned, just because it's my favorite joke of the day because today hasn't really been a joke day. But Shane said, all right, what do you call those things? And I said, plants. And he said, well, there's a joke that's going around that says, what does the plantanos say when it loses its cell phone? You want to do the joke, Shane, since it was your joke?
Where did my phone go? That's where my, I think is the
where's my phone go?
Where's my phone go? Where'd my phone go?
Mofongo is my favorite word. And I actually said to somebody who knows about Puerto Rico, and they said, well, yeah, that's the Puerto Rican national dish. And I said, I know. And they said, but it's fattening. And I said,
oh, really?
I don't care. Oh, yeah. Because pork rinds in it or something.
Yeah,
and plants are basically sugary potatoes. And they're not. Someone's going to call and tell me they're not the same genus, and I would probably buy that. But and then they have stuff in them. So, I mean, they're kind of dumpling-esque, and dumplings are not the world's... There's probably fat that holds them together.
Sure, yeah.
Although I'm not sure of that, but nevertheless. The point being that that they are not health food per se, but I mean, I just love the word.
Me too.
Mofongo.
I'll never forget when you first told me about the mofongo thing.
We love it. Dun, 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 mofongo.
Most horrible words I think I've ever heard.
I know, it's
like,
wonderful. Yeah, it does sound like a Japanese monster. It's not, but or maybe it was.
You never know.
All right. Keep going.
All right. Murad says, my bad experience at a previous employer is what taught me patience. I think a lot of people could probably agree with that.
Yeah. Well, like, it's always that trade-off, isn't it, between sort of being patient and being passive, because they're not the same.
Yeah, you don't want to be taken advantage of by being passive in that situation either. So yes.
I think being patient almost implies an exit strategy, or at least a criteria for deciding, okay, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a pretty common place where people have to apply
patience. Doormat, not great.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see, Ricardo, this kind of goes with Arthur's earlier. He says, my progressive loss of sight, and then also goes on to say, public transportation in Puerto Rico is not that reliable. What used to take 15 minutes by car takes 2.5 hours by bus. Ouch.
Mofungo is not your friend in this case, huh?
Exactly.
Just keep muttering Mofungo under your breath. Maybe that would work. Yeah, public transportation, you know, it really depends. Yesterday with the marathon, it was the only way to get around. I mean, there was literally, the streets were blocked off, and so, you know, I'm a fan of, but I hear that, and maybe what you need to do is sort of work out a situation where somebody schleps you and in return for something wonderful. But, I had this eye infection that has had, luckily, no real sequelae. I mean, everything is fine, but for 2 weeks, my eyes were swollen shut and goopy, and when you could open them enough to see the iris, it was blood red, and it scared the living daylights out of me. And there's nothing like having your, and the doctor said, look, you just got a really nasty case of the flu, and it's self-limiting, and you'll be fine, and there won't be any real problem. And Shane was really comforting because he said his wife gets it about once a year.
I was just going to tell you, Joy, she's got it going on right now.
Does she?
So she's at home listening, and yeah, she's dealing with the red eye going on right
now.
Yeah,
and there's really nothing you can do. They're drops, but drops just keep the swell. I don't even know. I think they're steroids, so I think they just keep the swelling down.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it takes a couple of weeks after that for your eyesight to kind of completely return to normal. But there's nothing like having something going on with your eyes to really be scary.
Yeah.
And I'm really, you know, anybody who's got compromised vision. I know a guy who was born with normal eyesight, and by the time he was about, I think, 10, that he had it was macular degeneration.
Ooh.
And so by the time he was 20, he was basically blind. And he can still see dark and shadows. But he has the most extraordinary life. He owns a restaurant, and he works out, and he walks to work. And he's had a whole series of seeing eye dogs. He travels. And he's really a testimony to not letting it bother you. And he said to me at one point, he said, is it difficult hanging out with somebody who's blind? And I said, I don't know. I only know you. And so hanging out with you is, and I have a friend who just had a detached retina, which is a scary thing as well.
Yeah.
So I'm really sympathetic with anybody. I think that's the thing that most of us are most fearful about, is losing our eyesight. So blessings to you. And thanks for sharing it with us. Again, something to remind yourself. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Shane, I know we've got an email coming up here, but do you know how to pronounce the Irish name Soibhan?
Siobhan.
Oh, you knew.
Yep. I actually have a close friend named Siobhan. Siobhan.
How cool is that? Because yeah. I've seen it a bunch of times. I know there's, remember the pop singer, but I didn't actually, and I'm reading The Curious Incident because I saw the play, which I loved, and somebody gave me the book, bless her heart, for my birthday.
Okay.
So I'm reading it, and I've seen it, and I didn't know how to pronounce it. And you know, I'm really careful when I run into a word I don't know in a book. But this is, you know, I knew the name, I just didn't know how to pronounce it. So I Googled how to pronounce it, and it told me. So you already know.
Yes, yep. Very. Siobhan, it's actually a very common Irish name.
It is a very common Irish name.
A whole lot in the United States, but yeah.
I know, and I've run into it a lot of times, but...
Yeah, cool.
All right, so I just thought, but, you know, Google, what do we do without Google?
Oh, I know, right? I know. It can definitely save you when you're in a pinch.
Well, and it has, I mean, you can come up with anything. I mean, you can come up with almost any question. I didn't even Siri this one. I just did, put it in and said pronunciation.
Yeah.
And it sort of referred me to all sorts of strange places, but then it also had a pronunciation key, so that was
right.
Funny.
Yeah. And usually, a lot of times when you look them up, they'll have audio file even with them. Like, you know, so that's kind of neat, too.
Alrighty. Let's hear email.
Yeah. So Cheryl, listener, writes to us. My husband and I have two children, boy 15 and girl 13. Our son has a strong personality. He often bullies his younger sister, threatening her with aggressiveness if he doesn't get what he wants from her. In the past, he and her have been good friends, often playing computer games, sharing activities, and friends. She is more outgoing than he is, and he is more introverted and tends to keep to himself. He's a great student, sensitive and anxiety-ridden. She is a fair-to-good student, sports-minded and active. He's about 7 inches taller and 75 pounds heavier than she is. And apparently she was threatened by him while Dad and I, Cheryl says, were out, and she called the police.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. The police came to the house, sorted it out, and then expressed to him to let things go and not to touch his sister. By the time that they got home, the dust had settled off, and she says, I tried to figure out what had transpired. I found out that they had gotten aggravated by the fact that she wouldn't do something he wanted to or wanted her to do, and he felt that she got smart mouth, basically, is what she's saying about it, and it aggravated and angered him. Things escalated from there. The police showed up. Our son was humiliated, angry, and upset. He was crying about the incident and refused to admit he did anything wrong to me. But he did say he told the police officer that he knew he was wrong and identified better ways to handle the situation. She said that she understood her role. She was no longer upset and moved on. He now wants an apology from her, and she refuses to give it, saying she isn't sorry that she called the police. She says, I often mediate during situations, but I am at a loss if I should let it ride out by itself or intervene. When I found out the situation, I didn't further punish either one of them. Should we further punish them, or did the consequences of their own actions give them the lesson they needed?
Okay, in terms of punishment, I basically think that, exactly as you say, that this is a self-limiting situation, that she clearly felt threatened. In that, unless, well, I suppose one of the questions really is this characteristic of her behavior? From what you're saying, it's not that she felt legitimately threatened, or she wouldn't have called the police. I mean, it sounds like she's not stupid. The fact that the police, do you have to punish them further? I don't think so. The problem is that even though he took responsibility in front of the police, he's not taking responsibility in front of you, and he's not taking responsibility in front of her, because in theory it seems to me that her behavior was an act of desperation of saying, because apparently she didn't call the police at the beginning, and it sounds like this went on for some period of time, and she felt threatened enough. I probably would be interested in what she did during the time that she called the police and the police arrived. And my guess is that she probably barricaded herself someplace, which is a statement. And that would be an interesting thing to find out. The problem is, to find it out, you're going to have to go and revisit this issue, and I'm not sure that that makes much sense. The problem from your son's point of view is he feels embarrassed. He already felt embarrassed in front of the police, which I think is fine. But to be embarrassed in front of you and his dad is a major issue, especially with his dreaded sister, who he probably feels is the favorite child anyway. So I don't think you need to punish either of them any further. What I might be tempted to do is send both of them to a therapist. together for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think it might be easier for him to admit in front of a neutral third party that he scared her. It might be easier for her to admit that she was frightened. It might be easier for him to then see, even though he said in front of the police that he saw alternatives, to understand it from her point of view. You explaining it to him will only further his paranoia that you really love her better than him, which he probably already feels, since she is more social and she's the girl and she was the baby and yada yada. And that's underneath all of this is probably part of what fuels his frustration. He's not as socially adept as she is, and so when she doesn't follow the line, all of his frustration that may be very old, you know, may have to do with the fact that when he was three that this interloper came along and took mom and dad away from him when he had been the prince before, and grandparents and aunts and uncles. So you sort of explaining to him how frightened she would have been is only going to exacerbate that problem. But a neutral third party saying, you outweigh her by 75 pounds, how would you feel, you know, if somebody bullied you? How would you feel if some other guy at school bullied your sister? Might be able to help him understand it in a neutral way, because that therapist presumably doesn't have a vested interest in either of the kids. So I might be tempted to do that, of saying to both of them, you guys need to work this out. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think either of you need to be punished. But asking her for, you know, for an apology of what he was, she was sorry, she was frightened, that she sort of opted for self-preservation. I don't think that's a fair thing for her to have to apologize. And I think what he's really saying to you and his father is, I don't want to be the bad guy in this. Well, he is the bad guy in this, unfortunately, and he needs to accept that and apologize and move on. I don't think that I would do it if I were you, just because, as I said, it's going to make a bad situation more volatile, not less volatile. But sending the both of them to a therapist and having her admit that she was frightened, as I said, I would be fascinated to know what she did during the time that he threatened her and she called the police and when the police arrived. I think it's hard for people, especially big, strong people, to understand that other people can be really frightened, because in their own mind, they weren't really a threat. They were just angry or they were just mouthing off. But if somebody is significantly bigger than you are and they're threatening you and saying, you know, do it or else, that littler person almost always feels threatened, because while you don't know that they're going to hurt you, there's the physical threat. And I think that's part of the issue of women taking back the night and that whole kind of thing, of women feel that that men are bigger and stronger and can take what they want. And especially when it's somebody you live with and there's no one around to kind of mediate for you. So I would not punish either of them. I would not try to explain to him what she was feeling. She may be able to do that in the confines of a safe situation, which is really what therapy is. And so I might be tempted, and maybe even to find, you know, a male therapist, if you think he'd be more comfortable with a male therapist. Or let him pick the therapist. Let him say, would you rather a male or female therapist? And have him explain to her what he was feeling, have her explain to him what he was feeling, then have the therapist mediate. Because if they were coming to me, that's what I would say is, you know, explain to me how each of you were feeling and you know, and find a comparable situation. And I would certainly want to know what she did during the time that that she felt threatened and when the police arrived, when she called the police and when the police actually arrived. Because if she sat around watching television, that's one thing. If she barricaded herself in her room or went to the neighbors, that's a different thing. So, and he needs to understand that. And my guess is on some level he does, but he's really embarrassed about it. You know, that regret is difficult. It's not the world's easiest thing to process. And he probably does love his little sister and on some level feel like he's a protector. And the fact that she would be frightened of him is really scary for him as well. So I think a neutral third party is what I would advise, but no more punishment. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Can connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. So we're talking about things that have taught you patience, which is, you know, it's a fine line, isn't it, between being patient and being passive, because they're really not the same thing. Being passive seems to me of doing nothing. Being patient is sort of waiting for the right moment, which means that there's a strategy, that you have some plan, that there's some that you're not just sort of assuming that something will happen at some point, that you have a plan, Stan. or so I would make it. 855-99-DR-JOY. Alyssa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I had a question. I suffer from horrible anxiety and panic disorder. I was wondering if you're able to give me any kind of advice. I mean, I'm on medication and it's...
Okay, give me a little bit of background, Cookie. How old are you?
27.
Okay. Do you remember when you had your first anxiety attack?
Yes, I was a junior in high school.
Okay, and what happened? What caused it, do you think?
I honestly don't know. I never had one before. I was in class. All of a sudden, my vision started going. I got really sweaty. I remember me running to the nurse's office and me passing out. And that's whenever they did testing and found nothing. And then they diagnosed me with panic anxiety.
Okay. And how many, so how long have you been on medication?
I've been on medication for about 10 years.
How often do you have anxiety attacks?
They come and go. They've been pretty bad recently. I get them at least once a day, once every other day.
Wow. And who put you on the medication?
I go to a psychologist.
Are you in therapy with that person as well?
Yes.
How often do you see the therapist?
I go once every 3 months.
Okay, that ain't therapy. That's, and I'm not arguing with you as much as saying that's just maintenance. That's just sort of checking on your meds. Let me say a couple things to you about anxiety. First of all, anybody who's alive today has a well-developed fight-or-flight response, which is another name for anxiety. As you know from listening to the program, I am not a huge proponent of medication. And in your particular case, if you've been on medication for a decade and you're getting anxiety attacks once a day, your medication, you're on the wrong, either the wrong stuff or the dosage is inappropriate or something. Because, every medication has side effects. And if you're not getting any benefit, why do we have you on medication? And as I said, I'm a fellow sufferer from anxiety attacks. My guess is if you look carefully, one or both of your parents are probably prone to anxiety attacks as well, which I didn't know till I was, well away from home and I was talking about anxiety on the phone. And both my parents were on different phones and each of them said, oh, yeah, I have that. And neither of them had ever talked to the other one about it. So, but it's just that anybody alive today has a well-developed response. Let me give you the two ways I have of dealing with anxiety, and then I want you to go talk with your therapist about the fact that you're on medication that's clearly not working.
Okay.
I don't want you to take yourself off of it, because I don't know what you're on, and I don't want you to get rebound. But let me give you the two ways I have of dealing with anxiety. The first is to remind yourself that what it means by definition is you're over-breathing. And especially after 10 years, I'd want to have somebody do a full neurological workup on you to make sure that it is anxiety and not something else, that you're not hypoglycemic, and that you're not prone to a mild seizure disorder. Because once a day for anything is a lot. So I'd want you to, before we even assume that it's anxiety, I want you to have somebody look at that medication, but even before that, I want you to have a neurological workup that says, let's make sure that we've identified the real problem, because that's a lot of anxiety. Anxiety basically is our body's response to real or imagined danger, the so-called fight-or-flight response. And one of the reasons I really like that term is because it describes exactly what the body's mission statement is, which is to skedaddle or to aim for battle, both of which require large muscle movement. Muscles require oxygen. Oxygen is delivered by hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is the blood. So what we need to do is, first of all, get in a lot of oxygen, because that's going to be the fuel. Then the delivery system's the blood. So we need to get an efficient airway. We need to get taking a whole lot of oxygen, get it to the lungs, not to the stomach, because burping is not going to help you. We need to get the blood where it belongs, so we need to move it away from your stomach, from your toes, from your lips, from your fingers, where it's not going to do much good, to your heart, so it can be loaded up with the oxygen and get to the large metabolizing muscles. Large muscles, when they're working hard, generate a lot of heat, so we need to get the heat dissipated so your body doesn't overheat. So we need to get you sweaty, which is going to make you cold and clammy. We need to dilate your pupils so we get the maximum amount of information in. And the other symptom, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense now, but it's called piloerection, which is just that, you know, that our ape ancestors wanted to look big and forbidding, so if they couldn't run fast enough, they could at least look, so you get goosebumps. So those are the seven symptoms. The idea being that you can make all those symptoms come on yourself by sitting down, don't try it standing up because you'll fall over, sitting in front of a clock with a second hand and panting. You can make all those symptoms come up, which is just to prove to you I'm not making this up. So if you can make them come up, you can make them go away. The classic way of dealing with anxiety used to be rebreathing into a brown paper sack, because when we inhale, we take in oxygen. We exhale, we blow off carbon dioxide. If you're blowing carbon dioxide into a brown paper sack, you're going to rebreathe that carbon dioxide as well. So it's going to affect the oxygen balance. And that'll make all the symptoms go away in about 3 minutes. As you and I know, when you're feeling you can't get your breath, the idea of holding a brown paper sack over your mouth isn't very comforting. So square breathing, inhaling to the count of four, holding to the count of four, exhaling to the count of four, and holding to the count of four. A little bit of practice, you can make each of those legs a lot longer, and you can make all of those symptoms go away. My way of dealing with my anxiety is not only square breathing, but to view it as a barometer, that when I have an anxiety attack, the first thing I think about is what's going wrong in my life, because under ordinary circumstances, I'm okay. So I use it really as a barometer that says, you're not getting enough sleep, you haven't gotten enough sleep, you've eaten too much crappy food, you're worried about something you're not dealing with, you're coming down with a cold, what could it be? So instead of viewing it as the enemy to be avoided at all costs, I really view it as a barometer. What I want you to do is download this podcast in about 3 minutes and listen to it. I do want you to make an appointment with a neurologist and have a workup. I do want you to talk with your therapist and say, look, I need to be seen more frequently because something's really bothering me, and this medication isn't working well enough. I've been on it for a decade. I'm getting anxiety attacks once a day. I don't, you know, we need to either figure out what's causing the anxiety and lower the threshold, or up the threshold, I guess, or find medication that works better. But I want you to have a complete neurological workup to make sure that we're really treating the right problem. Do all of that. If you have any other questions, I'd be delighted to talk with you. I'll put you on with Shane, and we can talk tomorrow if we need to. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And, of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money, too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.